everyone. I'm Kira.
I'm Drew.
And I'm Sid.
And we're your hosts for Stematica. Stematica is a podcast where we go over STEM, including computer science, robotics, engineering, and more.
Before we begin our second official episode of our podcast, to keep up with Stematica, make sure to follow us on all our social media platforms. We have Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Spotify, YouTube, and many others. You can follow them by checking out our campsite link right here on the platform that you're listening on. Now, starting off into our first topic of today's podcast. Our first thing that we would like to discuss is Jeff Bezos going to space last week. What do you guys think about that?
It's crazy to see this happening, but private people can leave. Like, they can just leave the Earth and go. That's something no one could have even thought being possible, you know, like 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's crazy that, 34 years ago, you had to train so much to be an astronaut. Or not even 34 years, a few years ago, you had to train so much to become an astronaut and leave space and stuff like that. And now you can just go and basically have a lot of money and just pave your way to get, a ticket to space, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy to me how just, thinking about, in the 70s and during the Cold War, when there was this huge space race that was going on, and, seeing, Neil Armstrong go onto the moon for the first time, that was just insane for people. And then now look where we are, where literally Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men in the world, going to space only because he's rich, not necessarily because he has, astronaut abilities or anything like that, which I think is pretty crazy.
Yeah, and the part that's, really, interests me the most is the fact that just last week or 2 weeks ago, this would never have happened. Though there have been people that have put things in space privately, Elon Musk putting his car in space, and, Jeff Bezos with his company's, rockets going to space. No person has ever gone to space that hasn't been trained by a government.
Yeah, that's so crazy, the fact that, I'm pretty sure Jeff Bezos did all, he had some training before he left for space, obviously, but I'm pretty sure he did it all privately.
Yeah, so that brings us to the question, should private entities be allowed to, kind of just exert control in space? For example, should Jeff Bezos' company be allowed to, maybe start some sort of, civilization on, civilization in space without without any authority given to them by governments and stuff like that.
Well, on the one hand, it makes sense because a person can do what they want, but on the other hand, it's mostly confined to the laws of Earth, right, and countries in general. So why should they be allowed to? I mean, but once again, they're rich; they can do what they want, basically. So, it's neither here nor there, to be honest.
Yeah, I kind of agree to some extent. I think the real question comes into, how do we want this, to play out in space? Because right now, based on, the way the trajectory is going, rich companies, the richest companies in the world right now, the richest space companies, I should say, Blue Origin, SpaceX, all funded by, one of the richest people in the world. Some of the richest people in the world, there's the one that are getting the head start in space per se. And those are the companies that are going to be making it big. And it's kind of going to be an extension of how companies run here on Earth. Cause right now, obviously Amazon, Tesla, those are pretty big companies. And they make, millions/billions of dollars each year. And it's kind of going to just everything that's happening here on Earth, particularly in America, is just going to be basically space is going to be almost a replica of the way that companies are run here, but obviously in space. And the question is should we allow that to happen, or should we as governments take control and say, no, we're giving everyone a playing field, and we're not going to allow private entities like you to appropriate space. And so that
but
I think that's
isn't that sort of confining the rights of a human being, they can't do something.
It comes into property rights / or do we allow that? But it kind of also comes into this question. This is a question that has been the age century of I think the 20th century, especially during the Cold War between USSR and America. if like capitalism is better than socialism, and if we are to allow like private companies, like some of the richest private companies into space, then that kind of just extends capitalism here on Earth to space. And whereas like other countries that are more socialist or anything like that, they may say that it should be the governments that are like taking control of that, not necessarily private entities, and that we shouldn't allow capitalism to just extend into space, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I can see like why you'd want private entities, right? Because like, you know, with humans, like if Jeff Bezos wants to like, I don't know, build a civilization or something, he should be able to. But at the same time, I can also see why governments might want to restrict that, because they don't want, because like once you start building things in space, you can basically have like a lot of power and stuff like that. And I could see why governments might think that like, oh, this could be a threat and stuff like that. So that might be why they would want to restrict like space exploration and claiming things in space.
What I think is like the economy, because when you mine something outside, when you get something outside of Earth and bring it here, like that's like space being taken up, right? And you're bringing more money and bringing more values, right? And let's say an asteroid is filled with iron. If you bring iron here, that'd be kind of helpful. What if it's filled with gold or diamond? That could deflate the value of diamond and gold. That's something that I haven't really like seen much like talked about on these articles. Most of them are just saying, oh, are they allowed to, this, blah, 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 blah. But, like, I think why the inflation of how much diamonds or, you know, gold would be worth.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, especially with the first companies, obviously, like, the first companies right now, like, are Blue Origin, SpaceX, all, like, the richest companies, space companies. And, like, I think it's going to create a big incentive for other, like, lower, like, I guess in a way, like, not as powerful space companies to like really push, you know, like their funding and stuff to like try to like keep up with these large companies. Because if, you know, SpaceX and Blue Origin like start mining in space and they start like getting these super valuable resources, it's gonna create a big disadvantage, because now like the best way to get those resources is in space. And so they need to like keep up with the times and sort of get there fast, because otherwise they're gonna be left in the dust, and they're not going to have anything that's, like, really worth, you know, for sale for the consumers of, like, America and the world in general.
Yeah, so this, I was kind of thinking that this kind of reminds me of, like, colonization back in, like, basically, what, like, 14, or, like, the 14 and 15, or not really 1400s, more like the 1500s and 1600s.
Yeah.
When, like, the British Empire and I know like the France and Italy and stuff like that, they started colonizing the new world, and it kind of became a rush that, hey, we need to colonize this part, and then otherwise like someone else would. And like it kind of became a rush because if you colonize somewhere, you could use its resources to colonize more things, which is kind of like what you're talking about right now in space. If you say mine an asteroid, you get a bunch of diamonds, well now you're gonna try mine more asteroids to get more diamonds. Like I kind of just thought that these look, two events look really similar.
It's sort of like Spain and Portugal, and that's SpaceX and Blue Origin. And it's as if, like, when they were coming here, their sole purpose was the 3Gs, right? But in this case, there's no one, or that we know of, there's no existing life forms on the asteroids and Mars and such to convert. And the glory and the gold is basically what people want now, all right? Because now they're able to get hype and get fame from going to space. That's the glory part. And number two, the gold. If they get an asteroid that's filled with iron, right, that is, let's just say it's as big as Houston. That's a lot of material value that they could make a lot of money from. And it, like, it's sort of like the space race again as well, because now the space race isn't getting to space, but it's who can colonize space, who can take over asteroids, and who can make settlements on planets.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, like, to make, especially because, like, who can colonize first is sort of, like, the age-old question. Like, when we were talking, like, Sud said, like, so many wars and, you know, events happened during that time period when the new world was open for colonization. And obviously, it's a little bit different because they knew that there was other people that lived there, and like it created a big issue of like colonizing over and like conquering land over people, like the Native Americans that lived there. But like in space, it's a little bit different because we don't have, you know, people living there, at least to our knowledge. So I think that's like a big difference, but it still kind of is the same thing where like, you know, the, like you can kind of like compare those companies to like, you know, countries like Britain and France who would fight over land in the new world. And, you know, it comes in my med, like in my mind, like I'm just worried about like where this escalation is going to lead, especially with space, like the amount of space weapons that will be now available for companies. Like, are we going to have militaries in space? Are we going to like, are we going to like have wars over asteroids? It's kind of just such a very interesting topic to discuss, you know?
Yeah. But this brings me like one question, right? So, Sue, Kira, what do you think is the most important problem that needs to be addressed with space colonization of like Mars or appropriation of asteroids?
I feel like the most important problem is kind of just conflict between companies, right? Because as like I think Kira was saying that, like the colonization of the new world led to like wars between like, you know, England and France for land in the new world. So by the same like standard, I guess you'd say, that could like the colonization of space asteroids and stuff could lead to like wars and stuff that could potentially like be devastating for Earth. So I feel like that's definitely one of my biggest problems.
Yeah, and not even like devastating for Earth, but devastating for the whole galaxy, you know? Now it's not just our space that's being affected, like with Earth and our wars. Now we're like expanding our wars to like actual space, you know, like other planets, which is kind of also something else to consider.
Yeah. And one other thing, what if there are potentially, actually hypothetically, what if there are Martians, right? What if there are some sort of alien life form which would get in the way? I want to say, like, who do you think that if there were anything, whether it's like a small, you know, microbacterial organism or like massive giants that are going to eat people, right? Do you think that currently, right now, we have the capability of fending them off and saving humankind?
Well,
I mean, the thing is, that would just thwart our, like, you know, plans for space colonization. But I don't really think, like, if, like, let's just say we did find, like, giants on Mars, right, or whatever, then we probably just wouldn't go to colonize Mars, at least not for a long time, until we, like, found diamonds there or something, right? So I feel like it wouldn't really hurt the human race. It would probably just hurt those companies because they'd be like, oh, bummer, we can't go colonize this planet now.
Well, I mean, it kind of, like, will companies just back down that quickly if they find out that there are organisms there, or would they fight it? Like, think about, like, the amount of work that Britain did to like literally fight Native Americans who wanted to stay on the east coast of America. Like, they wanted to stay so bad, they fought all those people, like fought all those native tribes. And like, will companies back down quickly if that were to happen, or would they fight against like the Martian or aliens that or alien life form that's on Mars? Like, you know,
I think it really just depends on if they find precious resources, right? Like Britain, the reason they fought so hard was because like the land they found, I think, was like suitable for cash crop growing, right? But in like Mars, for example, if they find, you know, diamonds or something, then yeah, they probably will try fight those like other creatures. But if all they find is just like a bunch of loose rock and stuff like that, they'll be like, oh well.
Yeah, but I mean, even if say that they like in your example, like say they do find something that is valuable on Mars, like I think that at that point, if they are willing to actively like try to start incite a war against like these aliens or Martian life form for those resources, I think that's where I think we as a society, we need to cut the line, because like we don't want to repeat our mistakes. Like the amount of like just looking at like the reservations that happened in America, like the amount of pain and suffering like we caused in like native tribes and native people that were here before us, like as Americans, I think we should prevent that in the future, and we should not repeat the same mistake we made during like the colonization of the new world, and we shouldn't allow that to happen, especially because this is like another life form. Like we should like be like hopeful and like try to come up with ways to like work together, you know?
Yeah, I do agree with that, but what if there's no way to do that?
If, like, there's no way for... Together,
What if, like, physically or, like, chemically, I guess to say, there is a boundary that stops that from happening? Like, when people tried to work with Native Americans, right? When, you know, colonists and, like, they tried to live here peacefully, they still managed to spread diseases which killed off that most of the Native Americans. That's why that was the most detrimental impact. They didn't, although there were a lot of wars fought, there were a lot of battles, there were a lot of massacres, most of the what was just, you know, they couldn't live with them for physical reasons. So what if there is something physical? Like, for example, what if, you know, a Martian is, like, you know, allergic to oxygen, but we need oxygen? What would happen then?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Like, if there is something, I think that I still am, like, a huge proponent that I think it would be our responsibility if we are the cause of some type of internal pain or some type of disease that spread to, like, these Martian creatures, that they, like, we cause, like, harm upon them, then it's us, because we're the ones that are trying to colonize them, to take a step back and then, you know, maybe not try to, like, colonize in that sense. And, you know, there's millions of asteroids out there. Obviously, only a certain percentage of them will have resources, but I still think that companies should focus on that rather than trying to colonize something that is already taken by other creatures.
Yeah, I think we just need more information. Like, as of right now, we don't even know if these creatures exist. So, like, yeah. I feel like we should hold back on discussing this topic until we get more info.
I completely agree. Yeah.
I think that if, you know, maybe in 5-10 years, if we do find out aliens and stuff like that exist, then this would be a really important topic. But I think as of right now, I think we've discussed this topic enough, so we should wrap it up here. So, guys, I think that'll be it for our podcast, or episode 2. So I hope you enjoyed, and we'll catch you next Saturday. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.